T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Have to give a big thank you to the Washington Nationals for dropping off a really cool promotional item that'll be given away Tuesday, August 29th, as the Marlins come to town. The Bryce Harper starting lineup figure. I have it right here.
It's right up your alley.
This is custom made for your boy Flakes. I've taken a lot of grief and anguish over the years for my not very big collection of starting lineup sports figurines. They're not dolls.
Yeah. Aren't you embarrassed?
They're sports figurines.
Right.
And this one's pretty amazing. First 25,000 fans on the 29th get this at Nats Park.
I'm still more of a bobblehead guy.
With the cool collectible. By the way, if you'd
with
like
the baseball card.
See, you just
or is that just the
you just ruined you just ruined your item. What are you doing?
What's he doing?
He opened it.
Okay, why? He's not keeping
it
as some sort of collection.
He opened it in the box.
You just ruined it. Why don't you just tear it into 100 pieces?
Well, because maybe he's going to give it to his daughter or something.
Well,
she'll put it on her dresser.
He's going to put it on her, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
But this wasn't attached too good. I mean, it took 2 seconds to open it.
Okay, well, I mean, if
Cakes is looking at, like, he looks at everything as some sort of investment.
I'm just looking at it. I'm just going to keep it nice and pristine in its packaging.
He thinks he's going to put the, he's going to sell that someday.
No, I know I'm not going to sell it, but I think it just looks better in the package.
Well, then you can't display it when it's in the package. Like, your daughter or something wants to display it. She can't display it in the package.
That's true.
It
takes too much room up.
Look, I usually, full disclosure, I usually give 98% of the giveaways to my daughter. She likes to display them in her room.
Right.
Get it.
Both my daughters do that.
This one's going to you.
This one's going to your boy. This one is going into some Tupperware in the basement where it's shielded from the light. And then when I shed my mortal coil, it'll be passed down to somebody in my family. I need to make an addendum to my will. I'm going to put this in it. This is a treasured piece right here.
Cakes
a family
is not
heirloom.
By the way, how is Bitcoin doing?
I think it gave back a little bit. It's right
it's
around
still over 4,000.
I think it's right around 4K.
I mean, if I was you, I know you can't. I would
3959.
I would be checking it constantly.
Dude, where did you buy it at? Like 28?
Yeah,
you're killing it.
I've bought it at various prices.
I know, but
oh, you know your average. Your average is probably about 3,000.
Probably something like that.
What's it going to take for Jason to get in? Because you know,
I think I missed it.
I think we all missed
it. Started at 4,000.
I know, but if it goes to 6, you're gonna start you're gonna start believing the hype where it's gonna jump to 40.
The guy McAfee thinks he's gonna go to 100K.
So I should buy it today for four grand.
I mean,
Bitcoin.
I'm sure that your financial advisor would advise against it.
No, I've already asked him. He said, "Don't be."
He said, "Don't be a jerk."
But I'll tell you what, if it goes to 50, I'm gonna fire his ass quick
for missing the boat on it.
I mean, who knows?
Can you imagine Jason being the person who asked if he should get rid of his internet because he has Wi-Fi owning a Bitcoin?
Yeah. It would be the ultimate upset.
Times do change.
Quite the oxymoron.
If I had to make a bet on whether it would go to 40K or 0K, I think the better bet is it goes to 0K. But what do I know? I don't know literally nothing about cryptocurrency.
Right. I see CBS is at 65.
It's not bad. Pretty solid.
That's hanging in there very, very nicely.
This is the economic and financial section of today's show.
Not really. I'm just always curious. There's a part of me that would love to see Cakes, his account, go to zero. But there's also a part of me that would like to see the Bitcoin go to like 20K or something and just see how excited Cakes would get.
Sell, sell, sell.
I'm tempering my enthusiasm.
All right.
Not getting
right, so
too high, not getting
this.
Too low.
The article from 20 hours ago says Bitcoin Cash is crashing on Monday, trading down nearly 20%.
See, it's very geeky because Bitcoin split into two different types of currency. There's Bitcoin and there's Bitcoin Cash.
All right, what am I buying?
I don't know.
Which one do I buy?
You don't even know which one you're buying?
I'm buying Bitcoin. I don't have any Bitcoin Cash as far as I know.
So that's different.
Yes.
It says it's trading at $580 a coin.
Don't buy.
Valdez, can you explain this?
It's just something that split off. That's all. It's just a different variation of cryptocurrency. But Jason, you should be into Bitcoin because you can actually use Bitcoin to bet on football.
Oh, you can?
Yeah,
oh,
but, you know, but here's why you don't want to do that.
That's what Skippy uses all the time.
Right. Yeah, but that's why. Here's why it's stupid. Because it goes down $400 in a day, you basically just lost your bet.
No. It's not. You buy the they use the Bitcoin to transfer your money so that you can put the money into your account.
I understand, but you understand what I'm saying? You don't have a currency that has a sort of a stable value. So let's say you work hard, you win five bets in a row, and then the Bitcoin price plummets. It's the same, losing the bet.
It's instantaneous.
It's two bets. You're making two bets. You're betting on Bitcoin, and then you're making your bet.
When you use a site like Sportsbook and you withdraw your money, you have to withdraw it to a Bitcoin site. And if that crashes, then you lose your money.
Right.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't that be possible?
Right. Of course I'm right.
Because I did that.
I'm 100% right.
I did that with a friend. He said, all right, I'm going to take it out as soon as it comes in because you might go down.
Right.
I've made my living.
That's why I would never play poker. Like poker and Bitcoin. Please. Poker and Bitcoin have been connected for years. I grind my ass up to this certain level, and then Bitcoin just plummets in a day. And then
I know, but you're not your level that you have it at on the site isn't in Bitcoin. It's in dollars, but what you have to do is you have to transfer it over and then withdraw it immediately.
You have to withdraw it immediately.
Yeah,
with the quickness.
Well, that thing changes by the second.
Well, that's what we would do.
Right.
Or you could just keep it in there and bet it all.
You could do that.
That's what you can do.
That's the diciest bet of all.
So stupid.
Market's up a little bit so far today. CBS up 11.
Now, what is this story that you wanted to talk about where this poor woman got into the elevator?
It's a terrible story.
What, did it get stuck and she tried to climb out and then it crashed or something?
No, apparently it was a 26-year-old woman who had just given birth via C-section in Italy. Mm. She was being transported between the second and third floors of the hospital. And there was an elevator malfunction.
Right.
Cut her in half.
Oh.
The only way it cuts her in half is if she tried to leave while it was like halfway stuck or something.
She had given birth to her daughter. She was on her way to a maternity ward at the time of the incident. Her stretcher was pushed onto the elevator, which suddenly moved upwards before the stretcher was fully inside, trapping her. Her head was reportedly stuck between the roof and the elevator frame.
Oh.
Think about that.
Worst story ever.
Where'd this happen?
Italy.
No, Spain.
Spain. Somewhere in Europe.
All right. That type of stuff happens in Spain. That wouldn't happen here.
You don't get nervous sometimes when you're in an elevator, and sometimes like an older elevator, like in an old hotel, and it's kind of jumpy. You know what I mean? Or it kind of feels like you're dropping a little, like it's a little sputtery.
Right. The elevator's a bit loose.
I always wonder, what's to prevent this sucker from just falling?
Just imagine if you were the nurses or the doctors transporting her. Can you just imagine seeing that?
Oh, it's got to be horrifying.
You imagine feeling that.
I worry much more only because I watched this video with Drab T-shirt a few years ago about escalators. I always feel like escalators are much more hazardous
to my
health.
That's where you get like your pants stuck on them or something.
Well, not only that, we watched a video where a woman in China was going to the top of an escalator and the machinery at the top, like the platform at the top, gave way.
Collapsed.
She had to like throw her kid like 5 feet so he didn't get ground up by the gears. And she went right down. She looked like hamburger meat at the end. Now, we didn't see that part, but you can only imagine. The machinery that's making that thing run.
I remember that video.
And you fall down into it.
I watch that over your shoulder.
I think about it every time I'm on an escalator now.
It's the worst.
Every single time. Right. And I blame Drab T-shirt for it. It's his fault.
Why don't elevators have sensors? Like when you stick your arm in and the door opens back up, why don't they have that up top? So
they should.
If a body's about to be cut in half, it opens back up.
Well, maybe not in Spain.
Maybe that's horrifying.
Maybe that's your billion-dollar idea, Drab T-shirt. You just thought of it.
Do you get nervous when you get on escalators?
Elevators,
you do.
They're always rickety.
When they have, like, sometimes you're on it.
I always inspect them, too, to see what when the last time it got approved for inspection
was. Elevator inspector
all
of a sudden.
Because the one in Fairfax was about 7 years overdue every time we got into it.
A Bob's escalator?
Bob's escalator, never inspected. Always took the stairs.
We need the elevator inspector to come by this week. Nobody gets this impression, but it's a very select few that get it. Well, gonna kill all these buildings. Gonna put me in an early grave.
Usually I walk here. We have elevators here.
Oh, I elevator it because I can come right up into the break room.
Right. So, well, you walk. I mean, no, six and one, half dozen in the other.
I mean, it's five
it's
steps.
Like 5 feet away.
I feel like it's my exclusive elevator.
You do?
Yes. I get bitter if I forget and go on one of the random elevators and then have to go through like three sets of doors to get here.
You know what? More of a chance to run into someone. That's what it is.
That is true.
I mean, Cakes is trying to avoid that.
Yeah, Cakes has a paranoia.
What's the other random elevator? What do you mean?
No, there. When we come into the building, there are, what, like eight elevators?
I feel like there are six
elevator
in
doors.
That main.
I think it's eight.
There are?
The one all the way in the right corner brings you straight up into the break room.
Mm. So you always wait for that one? So are you
wait, there's nobody using an elevator
no, but how do
five
you,
in the morning.
But if you push a button, doesn't it sort of activate all of
it
them?
It has its own button.
Oh, it's a separate elevator. That
yes.
Has its own. I got you.
Yes.
That's the one I use because I go through the loading dock when I come in the morning.
All right.
I don't go through the lobby where Carlito is.
Why not?
Because I don't want to see
people. In the morning.
See?
Everyone's, see? Why
we're
is everyone such a douche in the morning?
Same cloth right
I don't
here.
Like to do it. I want to be by myself.
Do you walk by? Do you say, you used to say hi to the CU10.
Yeah, because you're walking right by him. It's kind of avoided. You can't avoid that.
I used to say hello to him. The guy's there
but
now.
But that guy's
every
not that friendly.
This guy's reading a book every morning.
He's not
he doesn't want to talk to you one
I think he's reading like
bit.
The Quran or something. I think he's reading like a... Because what else could it be? It's like a little mini book.
All
like
I know
a Bible
is
or...
He wants to talk to Flakes. Not at all.
Yeah, he's not
and you know
interested.
What? I'm fine with that at 5:20 in the morning. It's okay.
Yeah.
I get sized for Eric in the morning.
Why?
He always waves when you see him in the street. He'll wait for you. He'll have something to talk about.
Yeah, I'm a normal human being. Try to act like a normal human.
I get size for him.
I come in here to talk to you guys every single morning in the producer room. Every morning.
That's after you've had your coffee.
Yeah. So?
You don't just wake up silly like I do.
Apparently not.
Just wake up silly.
I don't talk to people until about 7:45.
It's okay. You know what? I think you're normal. That's the more normal.
There's a lot of people that avoid early morning interaction.
Turns
a lot
out
of people do.
I just don't like human interaction that much.
in general.
I don't. It's just not a thing
Cakes,
for me.
I'm in. Under nine. He gave me nine. I'm under.
I'm
for,
glad you got
for
your
a hunch.
That's very
for
good.
For a hunch, you're
ooh,
in too, right?
Very nice.
You want to be in?
No, I'm not that size.
Oh, my God.
All right,
what
we have to get out of here. We're done for the day. Grant and Danny
look
coming up next right here on 106.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.